I'm 17. This is my second, actually. My first one was in Portland in 2007, and I had a lot of fun there. I met a lot of people that I recognize here, and I met new people here. I got here from California on a train at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I left at 11 in the morning yesterday. You need a place to be loved, feel loved, and be accepted for who you are. Being a Unitarian is the most appropriate place.
I am the senior worship coordinator. It's my second year at GA, and I'm really enjoying myself here as staff.
I think that one of the most, you know, notable things about the process that we're undergoing as youth, noticing UU University and being aware of how it's running and stuff, is that, you know, a lot of youth are being really excited about the topics offered. Spirituality was highly well received. Stewardship was well received. You know, things that you might not think of do appeal to youth, and that I've heard that, you know, I know that the staff is, and I know that a lot of other youth are really dedicated to trying to just see it improve in years to come.
Most of the youth have been really engaged in everything, and they care. Like, when they have to leave because something isn't appealing to them, because it's not connecting them, they're really disappointed because they were expecting to get something great out of it, and they're sad because, you know, this just doesn't speak to them, and you know, they come to GA to learn, just like everyone else, and to meet new people and to come up with great ideas. And they shouldn't be alienated because they're not administrators in their church. But youth in their, like, district and congregational communities, they are leaders because they help their youth. And they, you know, bring valuable opinions together, and they share. And they, you know, if you want to start something, you can start something in the youth community.
I feel very strongly this is my first GA, and I'm very excited about Youth Caucus and that there is actually youth programming here.
It's been great. I just came from the mini assemblies where I helped to write an amendment, which I didn't think I was going to do, but I did. I'd done workshops. We played games last night. It's pretty much everything I could hope for, but better.
Being in a place with so many strong and liberal-minded people, it gives me hope that, you know, our world's going to be okay, because there's people that are so inspiring and strong and stick to what they think. And I do want to be a UU minister, so that's another reason I come here, is my faith means a lot to me, and I want it to continue to grow and gain as many skills in my youth that'll contribute to being a good minister someday.
I'm a senior fun times manager, which means I run the business meetings for the youth around here. The main thing that I do is make sure that the youth are informed of what's going on in plenary and in general business. That includes things like actions of immediate witness, statements of conscience, study action issues, bylaw amendments, elections, all that stuff. I also facilitate meetings with leaders from the GA community to come speak to the youth, such as Jenny Corder, Bill Sinkford, both the presidential candidates. So it's really a place for youth to be empowered and to learn about the governance of our association.
What does it mean to you to be raised as a UU?
I think it's been a huge part of who I am, because I've always had that caring community of a Unitarian Universalist congregation there for me. It also makes me something of a stranger in the wider UU community, because a lot of people found UUism as an adult or in their teen years, whereas I've been around since I was very young. So it's a different experience, and I think it's been a positive one personally. I think, yeah, it's definitely a hard religion to grow up in, because it doesn't offer you absolute truths like a lot of religions do. So, like, as a little kid, you're wondering, you know, what happens when I die? Well, in Christianity, you're told, oh, you go to heaven and everything's fine. But in Unitarian Universalism, you're asked, well, what do you think? Which, you know, it's a good, stimulating question, but it doesn't really give that comfort that small children are looking for.
And I helped with the stewardship session this morning and yesterday. I actually learned a lot just from sitting and listening. I guess it's sort of, stewardship is something that's not talked about that much in the sense, we talked about it in the financial sense, about how UUs are very bad at, or I know in my congregation, and as general, work not too good at giving money to our churches. We had a Sherman Logan, also from First UU of Richmond, talk. He is an ordained Baptist minister, and he talked this morning about how the difference between what he's noticed at First U and what he's noticed in his old congregation, in the Baptist congregation, and about how tithing for them and giving to their church is really very, very important. And they don't do pledge drives or anything like that. They tithe, and that is their source of income for the church. And with us, we do a lot of other extra stuff to raise money. We tend to not just voluntarily give money to the church. And that's a problem, because we all want our church to grow. Percentage giving, like if you give 3% of your income, which is actually seen as a lot, which I find to be sort of ridiculous. I think the main thing that I'm going to take away is to not think about how little I could give to the church. I know this is going to be different for youth and adults, but I feel like even though I'm a youth and I don't have a full-time job, but I still work and make my own income. You know, the church feeds me in a lot of ways, so I'd like to contribute as well. Not thinking quite as much about how little I could give to the church, but more of how much I could give to the church, or thinking about future generations, and not, even if I'm unhappy in the church, believing in the mission of the church. And if I don't like, well, I love my minister and I like my church, so that's not a huge problem with me. But, you know, if I see things that are wrong, not withholding my money because I see things that are wrong, still donating to the church for the mission and the belief that it'll get better. And it can't get better if I'm withholding my money or my voice. Exactly. It's sort of a vicious cycle if you're going to do that. So you just have to take that leap of faith. I've grown a lot personally through talking to the adults at my church and listening to sermons at my church. I'm a lifelong UU. I've been raised there. And we took a break and went to a Methodist church for a year, which I was really glad we did, honestly, so I wouldn't just be totally used to this really welcoming, different congregation. I got used to sitting there saying the Lord's Prayer and listening to all that stuff, which I don't believe in, but I think it was good for me to learn, and I now value what I have at the UU church more.